What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque on this amazing Thursday. If you're in Florida, it's very windy and rainy right now. I actually posted some videos this morning that were hilarious on Instagram. I actually have a WhatsApp message thread with my friends in Europe, and I was trying to give them like updates, and I thought, you know what? This will be funny. So go check that out on Instagram. We're going to jump in today. Also, tomorrow night, I'm going to be in Jacksonville, Florida, the River Jacksonville Church, 7 p.m. Join us. And then, of course, in Madeira Beach, Dr. Mark Spitzbergen. Is going to be a powerful weekend. You can tune in live or join us in person. We're going to jump in today. It's called Connected Peace. Scripture's found in Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Let your heart be always guided by the peace of the Anointed One, who called you to peace as part of his one body, and always be thankful. Are you living in perfect peace that your future is in God's hands? Do you believe that all things will work together for the good? What's your peace connected to? See, fear can't be what motivates you. Fear will steal your peace and leave you exposed. Peace is not connected to the media. It's not connected to your problems. As we've learned earlier this week, it's not connected to elections. It's not the absence of something. It's not the absence of conflict. It's the presence of a person. Peace isn't the resolution of a conflict or a war that nations have averted. Peace is the presence of Jesus in your life. Is he your source? Are you plugged into him? If you want to live in peace, your trust has to be in God. Life will test your peace. Circumstances will expose the anger in your heart. So make sure you stay connected to Jesus. Put your hope and your trust in him and ask him to renew your heart. That's the only way to have peace. What I think is amazing about peace is, number one, it's a gift, right? Because some people get confused. They're like, well, isn't it a virtue or the fruit of the Spirit? It is. But Jesus said, peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Jesus is the only way that you and I can have perfect peace. And in a day where really storms are everywhere, we can't lose our peace. The amount of Christians this week that were in upheaval because they didn't have a red wave that they thought, their peace. The reality is we know that the Lord is in control of everything, and peace is his gift to our lives. And truthfully, I don't think that this, there's so many demonic agendas behind politics, but the bottom line is, balance isn't horrible. And the truth is, we have to have peace because this world is going to be imbalanced at times. You're going to feel like it's the way you wanted it. You're going to feel like it's the way you didn't want it. But peace has to be the overriding same thing. It was a Tuesday night Bible study in West Haven one night, and somebody had a prophetic word. And the word they gave was, they saw a set of sandals on a beach, and there were footprints from the sandals going away. And the Lord said, the sandals were your peace. Many of you lost your peace and you need to turn around, go back and put it back on and find out where you lost it. Today, even though storms are raging where I'm recording this, maybe they're only spiritually raging in your life. Where did you lose your peace? It's really healthy to ask yourself, where did it go? Where was the place that I lost it? And when you can go back and find out where your peace went, oh man, it will be crucial for you not losing it again. Because when these triggers come in your life, or these circumstances, or it's the certain family member, or it's the job situation, when you know the things the devil's trying to use to stress you and trigger you, you just fill yourself up with the Holy Ghost and the Word of God, and you don't allow yourself to get taken down. Peace is a gift that only Jesus can give, right? I love in the Bible, I think it was Mark 4, he tells him to get in the boat, go to the other side. And the reality is he began to sleep through a storm that everybody else was complaining about. You know that you're living in peace when you can sleep through storms, right? Any storm in your life that you can have rest in is the peace of God. And today I pray the peace of God over every single person. Jesus told him to get in the boat. We're going to the other side. The storm arose. Jesus is sleeping, right? They're upset. And then this incredible thing happens. He rebukes the waves and the wind. They're shocked, right? They're like, yo, who is this dude that even the winds and waves obey? But he just looked at the storm and he said, peace be still. See, what he was doing is what he wasn't doing is saying, I'm the only one in your life. You can never do this. Just, you know, continue to feel inferior. What he was saying is, this is the power available to you and let's use it. My inside realm, the God of glory, the inside of his world is full of peace and it became the external part of his life, right? And you and I are called the same way. You and I are called to speak peace to every storm and to declare God's stillness in all the craziness. How do I know? He said to Peter, where's your faith? He don't say, where's your faith when he's answering prayers and we're like, oh, wow, you're amazing, Jesus. He said, where's your faith? Because I've powered you to do it. So, Father, today, on this amazing Thursday, we declare peace to every storm, or whenever we're listening to this, we declare peace to every storm. We take authority over the storms in our lives, and we speak peace. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace. We thank you that your angels are on assignment, moving on our behalf. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are doing what we can't do. Closing doors, opening doors, releasing finances, I even see. God, I thank you for perfect peace. And right now, I want you to say, Father, come on, you need to say it. I don't care where you are. Father, I receive your peace. There it is. Father, I receive your peace. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's walk in peace today.